The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as some call it, expands federal health care programs for the needy and encourages Americans of all income groups to purchase private health care insurance.
If you don't have insurance, beginning on October 1st, private plans will actually compete for your business. You can comparison shop in an online marketplace, just like you would for cell phone plans or plane tickets. You may be eligible for new tax credits to help you afford the plan that's right for you. And if you're among the up to half of all Americans who've been sick or have a pre-existing condition, this law means that beginning January 1st, insurance companies have to cover you.
Healthcare spending accounts for 1/7 of U.S. economic activity and is projected to increase to 1/5 in coming years. The cost has a direct bearing on America's economic and fiscal well-being. Enacted in 2010, the Affordable Care Act aims to control costs and expand access to healthcare. The effort is a colossal failure, according to Republican lawmakers like Tim Griffin and Todd Young.
Republicans will continue to do everything we can to protect all Americans from the president's top-down, one-size-fits-all, Washington-knows-best approach to health care that is driving up costs and hurting our economy.
The sooner we can delay, dismantle, and repeal the president's health care law, the sooner we can get people back to work and focus on expanding opportunity for everyone.
The president accuses Republicans of putting partisanship ahead of America's health care needs.
A lot of Republicans seem to believe that if they can gum up the works and make this law fail, they'll somehow be sticking it to me. But they'd just be sticking it to you. Your health insurance isn't something to play politics with. Our economy isn't something to play politics with.
The success or failure of Obamacare could shape the president's legacy long after he leaves office. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
This law properly. States like California, New York, Colorado, and Maryland, competition and consumer choice are